This is your Enchantrix Tease, Mistress Brighton. As a connoisseur of femdom, I thoroughly enjoy being entertained, which is why phone sex humiliation is so much fun for me. You can delve lightly or as deeply as you want into humiliation, and the only limits to what you can do are the ones that you put on yourself. But I don't think I've ever discussed the type of humiliation that I like. So I've decided to give you a few examples to give you an idea of what amuses me. Make no mistake, this little fuck slut that I'm about to mention here not only does what he's told, but he does it in such a way that you simply cannot help but laugh at him. I like physical humor, and Poppy Slut fills that need within me for entertainment and complete, and somewhat public, phone sex humiliation. Triple B, by the way, stands for Brighton's Bitch Boy. But he has many other degrading names that I can't repeat here. What's Bitch Boy's specialty? Well, where would you like me to begin? Sticking his head in the toilet and reciting, "I am a stupid fucking loser," over and over again until I tell him to stop. Being a human soccer ball and getting the shit kicked out of him while I'm wearing my stilettos. Cleaning my dirty mistress panties, which he loves, by the way. And so that is a privilege that he is only given when he has completed his other chores. And much, much more. So if you'd like to hear more about Triple B and the type of dirty, naughty things I make him do, well, you'll have to call me for that. And sometimes I even loan him out as a pathetic little house bitch to the other mistresses. Now let's see, who's the next? Oh, my little slut bunny Church Mouse. That's right, Church Mouse. As the name indicates, this little piggy not only enjoys humiliation, but he's into blasphemy and complete degradation. He was given that name, Church Mouse, by me because he is an entertaining, obedient, pathetic little whore of a slave who likes to be pushed well past his limits. And I push him well past his limits, and he does whatever I tell him to, which is why I adore doing sessions with him, because he's so much fun. And his most recent accomplishment? Let's see, what is his most recent accomplishment? Ah, yes, sticking the smooth end of a toilet brush up his ass, lubed, of course, while spanking himself with a Bible and then eating his own cum. But, I mean, he has done so much more. And, well, there was the chocolate pudding incident. Splashing anyone? Of course, I can't forget to mention some of the other little sluts that I do calls with, like Dick Breath Jamie. Yes, if the name is any indicator, he has swallowed so much fucking sperm that it is coming out of his pores, and as soon as he opens his mouth, you can smell it. I mean, the smell of his fucking dick breath could kill flowers from a mile away. That's how bad it is. And there's the cum-eating melon fucker. Oh, what a delight this little cum-eater is to watch in action. I mean, seriously, he's another one, like, you tell him what to do and he does it, and he does it so well that you can't help but just be absolutely in awe of him. And I mean, come on, the cum-eating melon fucker. I mean, if that's not a great name, I don't know what is. And there's Fifi the sissy faggot bitch. Also enjoys sticking his head in the toilet, reciting humiliation affirmations, and then flushing for my amusement. So, I hope these examples help you understand what kind of mistress I am, and that if you call me, you better bring your A game and be prepared to entertain me. Think you're up for the challenge?